Here is the week in Congressman John Faso news. Votes he took, positions he espoused, and protest rallies and town halls that he attended or not.
U.S. Representative John Faso, Republican of Kinderhook, announced last week that he has introduced the Organic Farmer and Consumer Protection Act in partnership with U.S. Representative Michelle Lujan, a New Mexico Democrat. Faso said, quote, fraudulent organic grain is deceptive to consumers, but artificially drives down the price of real organics, hurting legitimate organic farmers, Faso said. News of the legislation was greeted by farmers and industry leaders alike. Tim Joseph, founding farmer of Maple Hill Creamery in Kinderhook, said, quote, we fully support the bill and are grateful to Congressman John Faso for introducing this important legislation, end quote. Read the full press release at faso.house.gov. Representative John Faso released this statement on Twitter after the automatic weapon massacre in Las Vegas October 1st, quote, this senseless shooting in Las Vegas is absolutely heartbreaking. My thoughts and prayers go out to all the victims and their families, end quote, his tweet read. OpenSecrets.org reports the National Rifle Association donated $5,950 to Faso in the 2016 election cycle.
On October the 3rd, Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, voted for the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, which would ban abortion for women after 20 weeks of pregnancy. The bill passed 237 to 189, with only two Republicans voting against and three Democrats voting for the legislation. Vox reports, and I quote, the House bill made a number of claims that contradict scientific consensus, end quote. Cases of rape, incest, or a threat to the life of the mother are exempt from the ban, which now moves to the U.S. Senate, where it will need 60 votes. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports that Congressman Sean Patrick Mahoney, who represents New York's 18th District, will be back in the 19th District of John Faso later this month. Earlier this year, Mahoney, a Democrat, held a traditional town hall meeting in Faso's district because the Republican has failed to host any traditional town hall meetings without certain restrictions. Mahoney will speak at the annual fall dinner of the Ulster County Democrat Party on October the 29th at the Chateau in Kingston. You can read that full story at the Mid-Hudson News Network website.
WGXC has a full recording of the October 3rd Catskill Town Meeting up in the WGXC audio archives and on the WGXC newsroom. But here is a bit of it. The beginning of each Catskill meeting, the board reviews letters and other correspondence that needs replies or decision. At the Wednesday, October 3rd meeting, they discussed a noise complaint from Representative John Faso.
Let me review briefly the correspondence. A letter from Congressman Faso regarding a noise complaint from Shakespeare on the Hudson. And I need clarification.
Isn't that in Athens?
We think part of it's in Athens and part of it may be in the town of Catskill.
Where's the primary residence though?
Well, I asked Audrey.
Yeah, what did she say?
There's the two houses. One is the lodge is in Athens and the...
Is this the one off the Hamburg Extension?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, that is in Catskill because it burned down a couple years ago.
But the main entrance is when you go down 385, of course, that's one entrance.
Yeah, that's one entrance. I think the main entrance is off of Hamburg, the Hamburg Extension.
That's what I was getting at. Where's the main residence?
The main residence is in Catskill.
Is in Catskill. All right, so apparently the individual that has a complaint is about the noise. That lives in across the river. So I think, I mean, we have a drill about noise, so we can certainly.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Noise echoes when it goes across the river.
Yes, agreed.
It gets louder.
Agreed. Yep. So how about if I call the complainant and I explain to them that this is something that is,
if they have a noise complaint, call law enforcement.
Which is consistent with what? Our drill is, right, is that they should call the sheriff's office. We have no enforcement capability here. You make a note, and I'll, is there a phone number?
We can find a number.
Okay, all right.
That was just a bit of the Catskill Town Board meeting from October 3rd. You can hear the full recording online at the WGXC newsroom or in the WGXC audio archives where it's available for download or play.
Congressman John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, announced on October the 4th that John Billings will now serve as his chief of staff. Dane Pascuchello was in that role previously. In his press release, Faso brags that Billings is from nearby New Milford, Connecticut, and cites his previous chief of staff experience for representatives in New Hampshire and Michigan. A 2014 story in Roll Call credited him with turning around the office of Michigan Representative Dan Beneschek, who came in with the Tea Party in 2010. The Roll Call story says, and I quote, "Multiple sources chalked up Beneschek's improvements to his chief of staff, John Billings, who joined the office in 2013. Sources said Billings was able to focus the office and make time for campaigning and official duties," end quote. When Beneschek retired last year, Billings went to work with the Generic Pharmaceutical Association. According to a political story from earlier this year, and I quote, "As a senior director for federal affairs, heading up the trade group's House lobbying team," end quote. Billings was also previously a public policy advocate, another title for a lobbyist for the Food Marketing Institute, according to a 2010 Slate story.